Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul warned his Corinthian brothers and sisters, "Let no man deceive himself." He then urged them, "If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise." 1 Corinthians 3:18. Have you ever heard a stranger statement, "Let him become a fool that he may be wise"? If we did not know the context of Paul's admonition, we might think he was speaking in circles. But he is speaking of two kinds of wisdom, worldly wisdom and godly wisdom. Please listen to what Paul wrote in an earlier chapter. "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." 1 Corinthians 1:23 through 25. What many Jews considered a stumbling block, and the Greeks thought of as foolishness, the crucifixion of Christ, was and is the wisdom of God Almighty. Paul did not believe Christians are really fools, but that was the way many of the Jews and Greeks thought of anyone who embraced the cross. The Jews knew the Old Testament teaching about the curse of a man's being hanged on a tree, Deuteronomy 21:23. The Greeks apparently could not understand how a dead Savior could profit anyone. So Christians who embraced the cross were considered fools. Paul conceded, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised." 1 Corinthians 4:10. Paul was speaking as people of the world thought. Christians are not fools, but many in the world in the first century, especially among the Greeks, thought of Christians as fools. The situation has not changed that radically in the past 2,000 years. But should we not do our best to please God whatever the world thinks of us? Paul calls himself a wise master builder, 1 Corinthians 3:10. Although he probably was a very intellectual man, his wisdom did not come from his schooling or his family background or his experiences, although all of these were important in his life. His wisdom came from God Almighty. James tells Christians how to obtain wisdom. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he who wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed." James 1, 5 and 6. James compares and contrasts two kinds of wisdom. Wisdom that is not from above, and wisdom that is from above. "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good behavior his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good works, without partiality and without hypocrisy." James 3:13 through 17. There is every indication that Paul could have gained fame and fortune had he decided to remain in Judaism. He told the Galatians he had profited in the Jews' religion above many of his equals in his own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the faith of our fathers. Galatians 1:14. Was he not a fool to sacrifice his position and power to follow a crucified man? In his letter to the Philippians, Paul recounted the many opportunities and achievements he had enjoyed in the Jewish religion. "Of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee." He then explained, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, I counted all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." Thank you for listening. May God bless you.